It is Monday, September 9th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle. The KUAF website giveaway is offering season tickets to the Fort Smith Symphony's 90th anniversary season. One winner will receive a pair of tickets to Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony, Wagner's Ring, the Canadian Brass, and more. The drawing will be held Friday, September 27th, during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and information available at KUAF.com. Ahead on this Monday edition of Ozarks, the inspiration for the novel The Red Kimono. Jan Morrell explains how her family's history was a starting point for her book about American citizens taken to internment camps during World War II. Plus, the campus at Arkansas Tech University Ozark prepares for a milestone, and in about 6 minutes, why changes to the Arkansas River are part of a plan to help the entire region grow. But first, today, a three-day blood drive kicked off on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville. The All Islam Student Association is sponsoring its annual September 11 Memorial Blood Drive as part of the National Muslims for Life campaign. Sophia Nassim, the president of the registered student organization, says this is the third year the group has sponsored the event.
We just want to show the community and the rest of the world, basically, that Muslims are good community members. And they like to give back to their community. Like, the news and the media portrays Muslims in a certain way, and sometimes people's judgments can be affected by that. And we want to affect them in the opposite way and show them that we actually do good also.
This year's blood drive will honor victims of both the September 11, 2001 attacks and of this year's Boston Marathon bombing. Community Blood Center of the Ozarks is a partner for the event and is providing two blood mobiles and trained personnel. Hours for the blood drive, which runs through Wednesday, are 10 until 4 at the Fulbright Peace Fountain on the U of A campus. Organizers hope to collect at least 300 units of blood during the drive. September is National Recovery Month, and the Arkansas Department of Human Services is working to raise awareness about mental recovery and wellness in the state. According to the department, nearly 20% of young adults between the ages of 18 and 26 admit they are addicted to alcohol, while 32% of adults say they have poor mental health. Kate Luck, a spokeswoman with the Department of Human Services, says those statistics can change.
We want to get those numbers down, and we also want to get out the message that recovery is possible for every person. You know, some people think, well, I can't do it, and you can't do it on your own, but we have the programs in place, and whether you're struggling with some mental health issues or you're struggling with addiction issues, we've got programs in place to help you.
The full state profile on mental health can be found at our website, ozarksatlarge.com. September is also National Infant Mortality Awareness Month, and Governor Mike Beebe is calling attention to the issue. In his weekly radio address, he says while Arkansas's infant mortality rate has declined by more than 20% during the past 20 years, more work must be done to decrease the amount of infant deaths in the state. But Governor Beebe says several interrelated issues that are deep-seated in the South have to be addressed for change to occur.
On average, income levels are lower among Southerners than the rest of Americans, leading to a higher poverty rate in our region. Many of our citizens do not have jobs with health care benefits or cannot afford to self-insure. Annually, nearly one-third of expectant women experience a pregnancy-related complication. Expectant mothers who don't receive adequate prenatal care run the risk that such complications will go undetected or won't be identified soon enough. That, in turn, can lead to potentially serious consequences for both mothers and their babies.
This month, Governor Beebe takes over chairmanship of the Southern Governors Association, an organization he says has focused for decades on addressing the high rate of infant mortality in the region. Governor Beebe also says the Arkansas Health Insurance Marketplace, which will extend health insurance to thousands of Arkansas families, will include better prenatal and post-delivery care. Last week, President Obama declared six Arkansas counties disaster zones in the aftermath of several storms and flooding in early August. Over the weekend, a similar disaster declaration was issued for several Missouri counties affected by the same string of storms. McDonald and Berry counties in southern Missouri are included in the disaster declaration, meaning the area is eligible for 75% matching aid in cleanup and repair costs from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. A Fayetteville-based electronics firm has received a $2 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to develop better fuel efficiency in hybrid electric vehicles. Arkansas Power Electronics International, a firm based at the Arkansas Research and Technology Park, will lead a team that includes Toyota Motor Company's North American Division, the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, and GAN Systems. The collaboration will work toward developing new electric motor traction drives for hybrid vehicles using silicon carbide and gallium nitride semiconductors. Both of those emerging materials are known for their lighter weight and high energy efficiency, which in turn could lead to higher fuel efficiencies. The grant was one of 38 awarded across the country as part of a $45 million fuel efficiency effort by the Energy Department. The Razorback volleyball team traveled to Lawrence, Kansas this weekend to complete a home-and-home series against the Kansas Jayhawks. It took five sets, but the Razorbacks won Saturday night, with junior Meredith Hayes leading the team with 22 kills. Saturday's match was the first time since 2005 Arkansas faced the same opponent in consecutive matches. It was the first time ever the team had done so against a non-conference opponent. The Razorbacks will travel to Tulsa this weekend to participate in the Golden Hurricane Classic, which will feature Arkansas, Northern Colorado, and Tulsa, all of whom advanced to last season's NCAA tournament. The Razorback soccer team was also victorious this weekend. The team is now 6-0 after winning yesterday at Razorback Field over Nebraska 2-1. After four games in 10 days, the Razorbacks have most of this week off before a two-game road trip this weekend, which will begin Friday evening at Utah State. Clear tonight, lows from 65 in northwest Arkansas to the lower 70s in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow, highs will be in the mid-90s in northwest Arkansas, as warm as 97 for the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow afternoon. And for Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows from 63 to 72. We'll be right back.